This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1066. Band 9 Sample Part 1 Answers, Transport and Trains.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's episode, you'll hear 3 sample answers about travel. Listen in for Band 9 vocab and pronunciation so you'll be ready to deliver magical IELTS Speaking Part 1 answers.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, Jessica, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. You know, I am enjoying travel dreams recently. Like, now that the world is starting to open back up again, I know it's not completely open and won't be for a while, but still, guys, I am loving even just dreaming about future travel plans because, oh my gosh, traveling is essential to my happiness.
I know, I have to tell you guys, the other day, I'm in Idaho right now and Jessica's in Oregon, which are neighboring states. So you would think it would be close enough we could meet up. She was like, let's meet up. And we looked at a map and it would still be an 8-hour drive for either of us because I'm on the east side of the state. It's just so big. It just takes so long to get anywhere in this country.
It's crazy, you guys. It's really hard to grasp the enormity, the distances between places in America if you live in most other countries that are smaller, right? Like I remember when I lived in Spain when I was 18, 19, got a Eurail pass. You know, I could travel by train to so many countries in just a matter of days, right? But like here, I know trains are faster, but still, like here, if you're driving, let's say, like, it takes hours and hours to just get out of one state, let alone travel to another state. I mean, it's crazy how long it takes to get from place to place here.
I know. And travel comes up all the time on IELTS, you guys. You need to be prepared to talk about modes of transportation, the way you like to travel, why you travel.
Yes.
So today's answers, we're going to give some sample answers about transportation, especially train, because you can be asked something very specific like that.
Yeah.
And we want to remind you, if you haven't gotten your estimated band score, you need to know what you would score if you took the IELTS exam today. So you can go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. We've created a free 2-minute quiz that gives you your estimated band score so you can know where you're at, and free resources at your level. So check it out, allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yes, awesome. And I want to give you homework before we give you the sample answers today, guys. We did an episode a few months ago, IELTS Energy 1025, where we gave sample part 2 and part 3 answers about public transport. So definitely, guys, after hearing today's part 1 answers, check out IELTS Energy episode 1025 to stay on this theme, right? Learn more vocab connected to this topic. You will learn more and remember more, right? So check out that episode, guys, for part 2 and part 3 answers about public transport. All right, so we have 3 questions today, and Aubrey and I are just going to take turns throwing them out at each other. So Aubrey, I'm going to put you on stage first.
Right.
I say on stage because we were on Clubhouse this morning.
Yes, and it was so fun. It was Jessica's first time in a Clubhouse room. If you're out there listening and we're there, it was so fun. If not, you guys need to follow us on social media so you can see when we post about Clubhouse because it's so fun.
So fun. Practice IELTS with us guys on Clubhouse. All right. So part 1, what is your favorite mode of transportation?
Hands down, planes are my very favorite. I love sitting in a terminal waiting for a plane to take off. If my kids aren't with me, this is a different situation, but if my kids aren't with me, I get so much done. I can work, you know, everyone's kind of doing their own thing, waiting to travel somewhere. And then there's just that excitement of flying somewhere. Wherever you're going is exciting and fun and new. And I don't know. There's something about putting in my headphones and just having some time to myself, even if it's in a busy airport, that is just magical. I think that's part of being a mom and just needing time alone sometimes.
I hear that, Aubrey. That was an awesome answer. You know what? I completely agree. I love airports. I love airports. The Portland airport, guys, if you've never been, it is, I mean, I know I'm biased because I live here, but it seriously is the best airport. There's a movie theater that is free that you can go in and watch short clips.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's an independent movie theater here, the Hollywood Theater, that shows, you know, classic movies. There's newer movies too, but
that's
just like a Portland institution, super old theater, but they have an outlet in the airport. And it's just, I don't know, I love the Portland airport so much.
Awesome.
So I totally agree. Anything associated with planes makes me happy. Okay, so I want to note one phrase that you guys can take away from that answer. Instead of saying yes, for sure, or yes, definitely, we can say hands down, this is the best. Hands down, this is my favorite thing. So that is so applicable, guys, on IELTS Speaking Part 1, because there's always going to be questions about what do you enjoy? What do you like? So be like, hands down, such and such is my favorite. So perfect way to get that slang in there.
All right, ready for your question?
I am.
Do you like traveling by train?
Oh my gosh, I love it. Traveling by train is such a magical opportunity for me. It really is a way to get out of the world because the experience harkens back to such an older time, right? It doesn't have all these modern aspects of flying and this quick pace. It forces passengers to slow down and take some time out. I'm talking about long distances here, of course, but traveling by train is fantastic. And you know what? It sort of gives me like a Harry Potter vibe because I remember them, you know, having to take the train from, what is it, platform 7.5 or 9.5 or whatever. And just like the way that train is fantastical and full of people learning magic. Like that's the vibe I get when I get on a train. I feel like something miraculous is going to happen, something fantastic. We took a train trip a few years ago and there was a dining car and we had to make reservations for the dining car. I felt like I was, you know, in the 1900s. Like the early 1900s, I wanted to dress up and go eat in a dining car. Long story short, I adore traveling by train.
Nice. Oh, what a great answer. I love the very beginning where you say, oh my gosh, I love it. That's so native when you're excited about an answer. So this is so perfect for part one, you guys, to get that slang, that, but also the intonation to show you're excited to don't just have a monotone, but, you know, have an interesting, like a start to your answer is so smart. And then great vocabulary. Sorry, what were you going to say? I cut you off.
Oh no, I was just going to say, just on that note, guys, part one is where you need to have emotion and expressive intonation.
Yes.
Right? It's not as important in part three because those are serious answers. There's not tons of emotion. But in part one, you have to be expressive, guys. So you get that examiner thinking, okay, 7 for pronunciation. Now I'll just listen for the rest of the scores. So part one, more than anything, guys, intonation matters.
Yes, exactly right. Your part one answers need to sound very different from your part three answers, which are more serious, more somber. Exactly. And then great vocabulary to say harkens back instead of reminds me of, right? Be like, these trains harken back to this, to an older time is such great native, high level vocabulary. I hardly ever hear students use that. So that's a great word. And then to talk about the vibe of something, to say, this gives me a Harry Potter vibe. This could be anything from a book you've read, a movie you've watched, to say, oh, this gives me a vibe of, and anything similar. That's such a great vocabulary to add that.
It's a nice way to work in sort of metaphorical imagery, right? Yes. Like metaphors where we compare two things that are totally different in order to give you a different perspective on one of the things, right? So right. I'm comparing like a fantasy young adult series to the real experience of traveling by train to give you more of an image about what I'm feeling or thinking. Okay, one last question. When, Aubrey, is the last time you traveled by train?
Last year, I had the most amazing experience with my family. We rode the Polar Express in northern Arizona.
Wait a minute. That's real. Oh, no. Like around Christmas. Oh, sorry. I interrupted. Guys, no, the examiner doesn't interrupt on test day. I just got really excited. Okay, sorry.
I got really excited. I will tell you. So I think this happens elsewhere in the world. It's based on a book and a movie about this magical train at Christmas time. So they recreate this experience. And we went and we rode the train and they served us hot cocoa and the conductor, the people, the staff on the train were singing and dancing. And then we'd get to where we'd drive by Santa's village and you don't get off the train, but it's all outside with the fun, colorful decorations. And my kids were just in heaven. They were stunned at all of the fun stuff outside of the train and the people singing and dancing on the train. So it was definitely a more lively, exciting train ride than some of those I've had in the past, but the most recent one I had was this Christmas train that was so fun.
That's so awesome. Oh my gosh. I didn't think of it right away, but as soon as I realized what you were talking about, I remembered that we do that in Portland too. I think there are a lot of cities that do that. Yeah. So guys, I want to note for you guys that Aubrey and I used the word magical in every single answer because we are imaginative people and this word evokes a lot of how we feel about things. We love the sci-fi, the fantasy, anything that gets us out of boring reality. And so we find magical feelings wherever we can. So I just wanted to note that real fast. Last thing I want you guys to learn from these answers is how important it is to get specific and detailed in your answers, because that is the only way to show specific vocabulary. So in Aubrey's answers, both the first one and the last one, we heard specific vocab related to the topic. Like in the first one, the terminal, right? To describe where you are waiting for that airport, waiting for that trip, right? waiting to get on the plane. And then in the last answer, conductor, hot cocoa, my kids were in heaven. They were stunned. All of these phrases are so specific that the examiner would be impressed immediately, guys, and be checking that 7 for vocab automatically. So to be in heaven just means you could not be happier. So that's a very nice idiomatic phrase, guys. Again, something you can use anywhere in speaking part one when you're talking about being happy or enjoying something. I am in heaven when I get to eat chocolate ice cream. I am in heaven when I get to turn in early. That's a reference to the last show, guys, about phrasal verbs.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's what's so fun. I love sample answers. It's always fun to hear your stories and mine, because that's the thing about the IELTS speaking exam. You can go in stressed out or you can go in confident and excited that you're going to be able to tell the examiner all these fun, interesting things about your life. And then part three, a little more difficult, right? You have to be reading, thinking about these interesting topics. So you guys, for all the things that you need, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. We just take a short 2-minute quiz to get your estimated band score, and then we will provide you free resources at your level so you can prepare so you can get the 7 or higher that you need on the IELTS exam.
Yes, awesome. And remember, guys, check out episode 1025, all right, for part 2 and part 3 answers, also about public transport. Yes. All right, sweet. Aubrey, thank you so much. Today was fun.
Yes, thanks. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
We When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.